Hi, I'm Dr. Roger Steiner, Chair of Ophthalmology and Director of the Gavin Herbert Eye Institute at the University of California, Irvine. I'm here at the Hawaiian Eye Meeting 2013 on the Big Island of Hawaii at the Hilton Waikoloa. If you're in cold and snowy conditions, my apologies for this background, but you might want to come next year. The meeting consists of separate days with individual subjects and themes, and the theme for Sunday that I'm going to report on first was quite interesting in that it brings out a lot of different subjects that aren't normally covered in a lot of ophthalmology meetings. And one of the subjects on Sunday was a panel discussion on ethical issues. And Dr. Carmen Pugliafito, Dean at the Keck School of Medicine at University of Southern California, presented a handful of scenarios of real-life cases that he has had to deal with and others. One of the most interesting questions was, what do you do when you have a colleague that you're in practice with, somebody you trust, somebody you've had long relations with, who seems to no longer be in compliance, and you're concerned about ethics? The scenarios could range from the way a patient's treated up through issues of billing and potential fraud. So that triggered a lot of discussions, and the panel consensus clearly was that if you're aware of something that concerns you, you have to address it, as awkward and painful as it is, and the smaller the practice, the more painful that can be, but that you really do need to be forthright and proactive, that if you are aware of a problem and do not act on it, then you become part of the problem and you become complicit in the potential even fraud and abuse if it got to that level. So I think that there was pretty much full agreement on that approach, and obviously to involve legal counsel as well if it becomes something that's that concerning. So that was Sunday, and we'll be bringing you daily reports on each of the sessions as the week goes on. I'm Roger Steiner on behalf of Medscape. Thanks for listening.